Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ralph Weigel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lupien. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Lupien steals second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Berardino applying the tag. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Sierra moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Sierra scores. Boudreaux moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive towards first. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 0-for-1 in the game. Weigel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lupien moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive towards center. Tucker catches it and throws to second to double up Lupien. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Berardino moves to third. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sierra strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weigel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berardino for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sierra is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Judnick now playing center field. Larry Doby now playing right field. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Bill White. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Hurst now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson bunts in front of the plate. Weigel fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Berardino moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lemon moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is walked intentionally. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lupien hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weigel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weigel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weigel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.